Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen had to step out to go water some fire hydrants. But they're back now on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we've been talking this morning with Shelby Stensrud, who is a brand manager with Seagrass Incorporated. And Shelby, we were talking before the break, and Rick basically set you up for what he wants to hear. So, Rick, say it again.
So, for those that had not listened in before this, we're talking about having an African cichlid display tank, a tank typically 75 gallons or bigger, and we're talking about fish that are as colorful as saltwater fish, but as easy to keep as just pulling water from your tap and maintaining a proper environment. So lots of reasons somebody wants to do this, but on the other hand, we mentioned that good numbers of fish are important. And at the same time, maybe Shelby, you can comment what that implication is for maintenance and proper filtration.
Definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. So generally, African cichlids, they're a heavier bodied animal. You know, these guys, if you're looking at Lake Malawi, on average, they're going to be a 4 to 8 inch fish. I'd say 4 to 8 is that kind of, you know, is your peacocks, your smaller haps, and most of your mbuna. And some of them could even, you know, cap out around 10 to 14 inches. So a larger bodied fish, if you would think of like a bluegill or a sunfish as far as a Michigan animal, that's kind of the shape and bodiness of these animals. So what that equals is a large amount of waste. And if you're going to take the approach of having a heavier stocked aquarium, you definitely have to beef up your filtration. So if you're going to have an African cichlid tank that's going to, you know, be overstocked or, you know, the heavier stocked, you would definitely want to, you know, either add a second back filter on there, adding a second canister filter, or really and truly my favorite thing to do is a sump. I think that the large capacity of those, you know, coupled with a back filter if you want, is just a really great way to increase that capacity of biologic filtration. It gives you the ability to kind of, you know, change your media and what you want to really, you know, accomplish with that aquarium and keep those guys, you know, healthy.
Yeah, so if I'll at least maybe reiterate or translate for those who are just novice at keeping aquariums, there's probably a half a dozen ways we could filter a tank. There's a couple aspects to it. We've got mechanical filtration. Will that tank stay cloudy or will it clear up? Another aspect and the most important aspect to any aquarium is what's referred to as biological filtration. That is, when you have a lot of fish pooping in the same water bowl, you know, we have to worry about water chemistry, specifically ammonia, that can kill fish. So when we think of, let's say, a 75-gallon tank with 20 fish in it, all of good size, you know, we want to make sure that filtration can handle it. And usually filters are designed so they can grow bacteria. How much bacteria do you need to grow? Well, that's where maybe a larger filter fits into play. What does that actually mean? It might mean a little bit more expense in the upfront, but a little less worry down the long road. And generally, when you're looking at filtration, you want to think of a couple things. Is how easy is that filter to clean? Just because it's big doesn't mean it's difficult to clean. So sometimes you might want to invest in better equipment so it's less work. And the other thing that I think is important to talk about is just doing partial water changes where you're pulling water out of the tank and putting new water in. It doesn't matter what type of fish you keep. But with these guys, it's just as important, if not more important, because of the density. And there are simple tools where you would just simply pull water down from your tank and put in a bucket, and then you would put new water back in. Well, the good news is there's equipment out there. Talk a little bit about a Python system or explain why. I mean, that's the brand name. It's kind of like Kleenex. But talk about the Python system and how that might make life a lot easier for somebody that wants to do a 75-gallon tank, 150-gallon tank, and not do a lot of work.
Definitely. There was a year that my family got these for Christmas, and they looked at me like I was kind of crazy until they did their first water change and asked why they've been doing this for 30 years without one. I have one at home. It's actually 100 foot because that's closest to my sink. So what it is a very simple attachment, and you can get different adapters that you unscrew your your screen on your sink, and this will screw right onto it. And kind of like the old school waterbed fillers, it has a valve that you open, and that creates a suction when you turn the water on. So you can go over to your aquarium, you can vacuum it out, the water is going to drain directly into your sink. And then when you're ready to go, make sure you've got the right water temperature. I actually put Sharpies on my faucet. You may not want to do that, but it was a great tool. A Sharpie marked where the temperature was, double-checked it. I always dechlorinated the cap hole as the water was going back into my aquarium. And then as a couple of inches ago, I would dechlorinate again for those of you that have chlorinated water. This would be a great time that you can also add your buffers as well. But this Python system, as you said, that's the brand of it, and there's other brands out there that work similar to that, takes all of the lifting and really all of the challenges out of it. I actually did last one night. I did one last night, and it took about 20 minutes on my 90-gallon tank.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it, but Shelby represents Central Pet and Garden, correct? And Central Pet and Garden produces a lot of aquarium-related industry items, and I do believe you guys have one. What is that? Is there a name for that unit?
Yeah, there's an Aquion brand out there, you know, and it's all the same concept.
Same
as far
concept.
As kind of have that simple fill. So really, you know, whatever one you feel comfortable, the concept is great, and I highly encourage it, even for smaller aquariums. Heck, you've got a 29-gallon, and you don't want to lift buckets. And you're right, Rick, I think water chemistry is one of the largest challenges that the aquarium hobby faces, because let's be honest, no one wants to, you know, suck out the fish poop and carry buckets and refill it. So this Python system or this idea just really takes all of that out of it and makes caring for your fish very simple and keeping your entire ecosystem healthier.
Well, it's also good for any of you who've ever, you mentioned a waterbed valve, and that immediately took me to trying to fill a waterbed and trying to suck out of a hose enough suction in order to get it started until that water spills into your mouth and tastes terribly.
Yeah, no more fish water in your mouth.
I can only imagine. And Shelby, in terms of the age of African cichlids, how long do they typically live? I mean, are these long-lived fish comparatively?
That's the great thing about them. For the most part, you know, they really become members of your family. They're a good 8 to 10 years is fairly average for these animals. Some can live longer than that, especially when you get up to your bigger fish, your Pontosias. One thing I absolutely love about this fish is, you know, behavior is predictable, personality is not. So you may own, you know, a Haplochromis ali is one of my absolute favorites, and he has a couple other Latin names now. He's been reclassified. But beautiful, brilliant blue fish, and you may have one male that behaves one way, and you get another one, and a male that, you know, has a different behavior. So they become attentive to you. They come up to the front of the glass. You kind of know how he behaves socially within his group. So it really is quite fascinating, not only just because the fish is beautiful, but that behavior piece is just one of my favorite things about the African cichlids.
Can you, I kind of want to shift over to another group of fish, but before I do, could you give me, you know, another two or three African cichlids, or maybe even elaborate on the Haplochromis ali, and describe fish that really strike out to you that somebody might not even realize exists on this planet? In the African cichlid world?
Many. So especially in Tanganyika. Tanganyika tends to be, I don't want to say less color, but only the top 10% of that lake is, you know, inhabited by fish, and that's due to the oxygen levels. That's a very, very deep lake. So a lot of fish have adapted to have unique shapes, unique behaviors. So compressiceps are one of my favorites. They're a very skinny fish with almost, we call them the grumpy fish. If you're familiar with grumpy cat, this is its fish counterpart. But really, when you think of Tangiican, and then there's also Victoria, maybe many people don't realize that a lot of these animals are endangered due to habitat destruction and some introduction of non-native animals. So there are many fish that maybe you don't know out there, but the really unique thing about African cichlids is just by owning them, you're part of a conservation. You know, by having these species in your aquariums, they may not actually be in the wild anymore. So there's a whole program called the CARES program that you can go on there and find some of these rare fish and then, you know, certainly ask Rick what he has in the store and then see what he can get for you. But it's kind of is a unique, you feel like you're bigger part of a bigger picture by owning these animals. Not only are they beautiful and fun and entertaining, but you're also kind of helping the whole habitat and conservation simply by having these animals at home.
Shelby, we're going to go for another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about pufferfish. It's Valentine's Day, and I think there's nothing better to talk about than a fish that will actually watch you wherever you go with big, big, beautiful eyes and suggest that you're the most important person in the world. So let's talk about pufferfish when we come back.
Besides, some fat guys love looking at it, a pufferfish. So that's what we'll do. We're talking with Shelby Stenrud from Segrist, and we'll be back right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, 1320 WILS.